Last year, we saw a decline in 45% of the volume of pelagic fish. This year, in the first season, it's a further decline again, and we're now at a record low level. And this has now precipitated that the working season is going to be cut by 6 to 7 weeks. And this is going to have massive consequences for the workforces and for those that have ancillary services that depend on the factories working, from the net maker to the pallet maker to the transport provider.
How much of this is down to weather and natural causes, and how much of this is down to quotas and EU regulation?
Well, absolutely none of it is down to weather or such natural phenomena. This is all down to a lack of quota, certainly, but also a lack of drive and ambition on the part of our government in terms of our fishing industry. Our fishing industry is particularly suffering for the last number of years, and we're looking towards the government for real leadership in driving the industry forward. When you contrast the Irish fishing industry to that of Norway, Iceland or the Faroes, which have strong pelagic industries, their industries are booming at a time when ours is in constant decline. But yet, if you look at Norway, they catch over 200,000 tonnes of their fish in Irish waters.
There's a long-standing understanding, a long-standing claim, that effectively the common fisheries policy saw Ireland's fishing sector sacrificed for gains in other areas, including agriculture. Is that a theory to which you subscribe?
No, that's far too narrow in focus. Ireland is suffering because we have 20 years of neglect on the part of successive ministers and successive governments. And we had a Department of the Marine that was quintessentially anti-marine, whereas there's changes within the department now, and we welcome them. We're playing catch-up, where we have 20 years of regressive policies that effectively destroyed the industry. But we still have one thing that the other European countries do not have, is that we have the richest fishing grounds in all of Europe. 9 other member states of the EU depend solely on the fishing grounds around Ireland. They are thriving from that, whereas we, the indigenous fishing industry of the island that is surrounded by these waters, are struggling.